This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello AHARS members, fellow amateur operators and everybody. This is John, VK5RJ. Lunch yesterday at the TA was well attended, and luckily I'd booked for 14, so we only had to squeeze one extra person in. And I do like the upstairs road level accommodation better than the pit. A good session? And spirited discussion amongst everybody. Good to have new potential member Chris attending. This month's presentation at the general meeting will be from John, VK5EMI, on the interesting characters that he's met in Australia and overseas as other ham operators. It should be quite entertaining. We finally have some good news on the repeater location, with SAPN legal people agreeing that there's no impediment to us using the hut at Belair. So we're hoping to get agreements and activity underway next week. I was starting to get a bit concerned that things might not fall into place. So the plan is that we will shut it down on Saturday the 23rd of August and move it to Belair, reinstall it in the cabinet and connect up the duplexer and the antenna and turn it back on. Hopefully with only a few hours interruption to service. I've had a number of people offer to help, so thank you, and I'll be in touch with those who we might call on to help us on the day. If you don't hear back from me, thank you, but your services won't be required. We've heard from Marilyn, VK5DMS's husband, Jeff, VK5ACZ, that they are planning a memorial service for her in early September, and we will advise more on this when we know what, when, and where. Another training day is coming up next Sunday, the 17th of August, at the RAAF Association Hall, just behind the Mitcham Library, starting at 8:30. If you want to attend and haven't yet done so, get in touch with VK5PH, Paul, by phone or email, and have a chat with him. I'll see you there. Information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website at ahars.au/radionets page, and there are some interesting things on our Facebook group page at www.facebook.com/groups/AHARS. And that's all for this week. Cheers and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and it's time to get your North East Radio Club news on. Friday night's meeting was well attended, and we saw Mick, VK5MCH, show us how he modified some Bofang handheld radios to convert them into fox hunting transmitters. He showed us how he rebuilt and programmed the circuits to convert the transceivers for use at hidden transmitters in fox hunts. He even made one as a find your way back to the start beacon in case you get lost in the bush. Now, the first of our Saturday Arvo tech meetings will be on Saturday the 23rd of August at 2:30 p.m. at the Modbury West Community Hall. So come along and see Mick, VK5MCH, demonstrated his converted Baofeng handhelds as hidden foxes, and see if you can find them. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day, and as usual, tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. So thanks for all that, Mick. It's certainly marvellous the way you converted those sets. Now, Sir Lunchalot is very excited that this month has five Fridays, and he's out there right now finding a suitable venue for us. And I believe he's put on about 7 kilograms and has massive indigestion. So stay tuned to upcoming news bulletins to find out where we will be lunching on Friday the 29th of August. And there was a massive number of stations on the F Troop net last Friday. You should have been there. It's on the Link repeater network every Friday at 5 p.m. Well, that's all the Northeast Radio Club news for this week. I'll see you at the Coffee Club next Wednesday. Stay negative, everybody. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5, KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 10th of August. AREG's next meeting is on this coming Friday, the 15th of August, and will be held at the Fulham Community Centre. This will be our annual general meeting for 2025, which will include the election of a new committee. If you're interested in helping out with the running of the club, please email the secretary at vk5qi@rfhead.net. We'll also have a presentation from Adrian, KO8SCA, on planning for the February 2026 Bouvet Island de-expedition, call sign 3Y0K. Bouvet Island is the most remote uninhabited island on Earth, and is currently the number 10 most wanted DXCC. It's a serious challenge to even just get there, let alone get equipment onto the island, set up a station, and then work the many thousands of stations expected to be calling. Adrian will be joining us from the US via Zoom, with a very awkward time difference, so a big thanks to him for agreeing to present. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30, and everyone's welcome to attend. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. Also coming up on the AREG calendar is our 2025 Radio and Electronics Sale. This will be held on Sunday the 26th of October at David Roche Park in Kilburn. This year we're hoping to hold some technical presentations throughout the day, on a range of interesting topics. We'll be kicking off planning for this shortly, and expect to be taking bookings for car and trailer spots sometime in late September. As usual, for more information on the upcoming AREG events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We're making some changes to our club meeting nights. The third Thursday of the month, we will no longer be meeting. Instead, the third Wednesday, we'll be meeting for coffee at McLaren Vale Visitor Centre, McLaren Vale, from 10 a.m. All is welcome. We hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Thursday week, we broke the record for attendance at a coffee morning. In addition to the 12 of our local members present, we had 4 visitors from the Portland and Southwest Radio Group in Victoria. Among the group was Ian, VK3DNQ, who has made a remarkable recovery from a third stroke. It was great to see you going so well and in such good spirits, Ian. It's always great to meet up with our sister group members from Portland, as we quite often attend some of their events over the border. A great bunch of amateurs. We take this opportunity to say hi and best wishes to our members currently in nursing homes, namely Colin, VK5DK, Dale, VK5DA, Murray, VK5BWA, and Ian, VK5NBL. We hope that you are all doing well. Hopefully, as you listen to this, our repeater team will have had the opportunity to get the antenna replacement completed at our Mount Graham site. The weather has been causing us to postpone this work because of the safety issue caused by the wind and rain, which made tower climbing impossible. If the work has been completed, our Millicent members should now have much improved coverage back into Mount Gambier. Fingers crossed, and thank you to the team. We have our 2025 annual general meeting next Friday night. With a bit of luck, we will have time to conduct our August business meeting immediately following. The past couple of years have seen us postpone the general business meeting because of the late finish to the AGM, but I think this year we should get both completed on the one night. Our shed is looking very pristine and tidy for the first time in several years, thanks to the working bees that have been completed over the last couple of months. These will be ongoing, as we have a bit of tidying up still to do in the club rooms. That's all I have for you this week. So, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.